The
shit, it's going shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about, did you have a separate little building or a place where you put corn?
No, it went in the barn, yeah.
Just went in the barn. I know some places they build a separate
corn crib.
Yeah.
Nobody called it back here. Mm-hmm. I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's because you didn't have one. You would put it in the barn. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you milk the cows in the barn?
Actually, I wasn't too fond of milk. I done very little of it. Both brothers were milkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had old Jersey cow till long years after. They called them chill Jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Got such a little bit of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a place out in the field that you might pen the cows up to milk them, or?
I've heard of that, but we've never done it in my time. What you want to call a cow pen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what that was for. They were clearing a lot of ground. If you had a few cows, you'd take a place that's pretty rough. It'll fight, and then when the gnats were bad, and so and the cows would gather around that, and you'd shut them in that lot, and they'd storm it down. It helped in cutting the sprouts off the stalks and clearing up the ground. The cow feet chomped it down.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if they kept them there, it was a little evenly fertilized too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the cows would come there bugs off of them.
If you build up a smudge or smoke or some sorry wood or something would smoke,
uh-huh.
It would run them off.
Oh, that's, okay.
They learn it. They learn it.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
Yeah, they learn that.
What about around the barn area? Did you have a fenced in place there?
I had a horse lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Of course. Mule lot. We had most of them. They had mules and horses.
Where would they graze?
Is that?
Where would the cows graze?
In the woods.
In the woods?
Had old bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hogs and cows.
And they didn't run off?
The field had to be fenced. Yeah, they would kind of have to have a round mud. But normally, your cattles would stay together, one group. They would stay in a group, each one.
Mm-hmm. So
they might congregate up, but they could separate themselves. They knew who was who.
Did they?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the hogs, if you fed them a little, they'd come home every day.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How late did they have that?
I believe in the late 40s. I would say 47, I believe. That over age that it was voted out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a long time on, yeah, South Carolina went to it. We got a lot of people coming here, like a farm over there. He got disgusted with it. He had a lot of animals in the woods, so he moved to Georgia. Had some few.
Mm-hmm.
There, of course. It was still over age. You couldn't have it now, would you? Calls on the road, but what I'm telling about now is the 40s, about 48 people who will be collected. It wouldn't work now. Everything would be
right, right. Including the people driving the cars.
It was all through the wall, yes. It was open range.
Uh-huh. It probably stayed that way here then, longer than in most parts of the state, I would say.
I believe there's a couple of counties a little more back than they ever had. Somewhere down here on around the Okie Fanokie or somewhere.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like Eccles.